Hi, and welcome back to my podcast. I'm recording this episode in February, the 8th of February, 2024, and this is actually my first episode that I've recorded since the new year. I think I stopped recording podcast episodes last year in maybe like the second week of December, so it's been about 2 months actually. You might notice that there's been a bit of a gap in me bringing out episodes, and I've had quite a few guest episodes. And that is kind of not super, it wasn't intentional for me to do that. I had like a bit of a plan going into the new year, and I was like, I'm gonna record XYZ, but it happens every year. January is always really busy because I have a kind of influx of new people that I'm working with in the new year, which is really lovely. And I mean, really, the whole point of my business and my job is to have that. So it's really great, right? But what it does mean is things like the podcast can fall a little bit on the wayside. But yeah, I think that's just how it goes, right? Things swing and they change, and January was just a really busy month for me. I'm coming at you in this really short update episode just to give you some updates for 2024. So the first big update is that I now have a community, and I'm really excited about it actually, because I think it's going to feel like a big gap at the moment, which is, well, the community aspect. And because I run a virtual clinic, I think it's just going to be really, really lovely for people to connect in a virtual way, because there's like social media and there's like other groups and things like Facebook groups, but this one is going to be very specific for disordered eating recovery, and then also like my kind of style, which is a little bit more, it's like a therapeutic lens, it's non-diet, and it's just, I think, going to be a really lovely space. So what you can expect, and you can go onto the website to read all of this, although, currently I'm in the process of kind of getting all my bits into gear with the website, so there's not too much info, to be honest. So maybe just listen to this episode, and then in the future you can read the website, to be honest. But anywho, the community is going to be four kind of pillars. So the first is going to be like webinars and workshops. So I really want to try and host like a monthly webinar. Some months there might be more. I'm not going to make any promises. I'm just going to say like one for now. And I think that the webinars and workshops will be on like kind of requested topics. So the one I have planned for March is going to be about a specific way of eating for recovery called the plate by plate approach. So I'm going to do a webinar on that in March. And then the second pillar is on meal support. Meal support is, if you've never heard of it, it's basically just a way to eat a meal or a snack or something with other people and kind of be guided through the process. It's a really nice time to connect with food, connect with your body, and then also just to make sure that you're like nourishing yourself. And in that, we will kind of go through connecting to the food, connecting to body, and we can just go about it like I would like a session with a client if I was doing meal support. So I'm really excited about that. That's like the thing I'm probably most excited about for the community, because I know that it's like so needed for people. The third one is we can have like community connection calls. So I imagine this being like maybe 30 minutes or an hour, maybe like every couple of weeks or so. And I think the power of connection is just so important in recovery. So hopefully you can come along to those calls and maybe chat with people or just listen. I think I'll invite like guest people on in the future. So like other clinicians or people who I think would be like interesting to talk to, or we can just sometimes talk about random things, right? Like we can have conversations about films, books, Right, it doesn't always have to be ED related, like we can talk about other things. And the fourth pillar is going to be like resources, and I'll also host my Q&A on there. I've been hosting a Q&A on Instagram for like the last 6 months, and it's really popular, and it does, it has like really lots of engagement, and there's lots of questions asked every month. But what I notice with Instagram, and I mean social media in general, is they're not really like the best place for cultivating like good relationships to food. And then also I find that I almost want to have like all of the questions and answers and all the resources and all the stuff that I'm creating. I kind of just want it all to be in like one neat place, because I feel like people miss things, and maybe they miss a week of the Q&A, and then they never get the answer that I gave. So that's all going to be happening. Quite a lot of words, but ultimately, I now have a community, and feel free to join. Obviously, it's very much in its infancy. It's going to be on Patreon, because the community is super duper new. I'm going to be making it like really low cost, well, low cost compared to what it's going to be in the future, which isn't to say that you need to join because like now's the last chance or anything like that. It's not meant to be scarcity mindset at all. It probably won't go up in price, probably for like 6 months or something, I'd say, because obviously when someone joins, they'll get the kind of whole library, of the content on the community as well. So obviously, it like goes up in value, it will kind of officially kick off in like March. So I'll have like the workshops, the webinars, meal support. It'll all kind of officially kick off in March. But if you want to join now, we can have some like community calls, and I'll basically just see if people join before March and kick things off. Like, I'm very happy to be flexible with like, let's do something next week. Like, if people want it, let's do it, right? So that's a kind of update on my community. Please do join if you want to. Another update for 2024 is that I am relieving a bit of pressure on myself, and I've decided to do well, to stop doing weekly podcast episodes. The podcast is like a year and a half old. Technically 2 years, because I was, planning and recording episodes like 6 months before it launched. So it's like 2 years old. And I've really tried to put out weekly episodes in that time. Sometimes I've missed it, but sometimes I've put out two. But I really want the podcast to be like as good as possible. So I'm gonna scale it back to three episodes a month. So what you can expect going forward, and to give a bit of structure, I really want it to be like three episodes a month. One is going to be a guest episode talking about a topic, any and everything related to relationships to food and body. So guest episode, a kind of educational slash like talky episode. So I'm really into choosing like maybe like a trend or something I'm seeing online, or something like that, and then kind of talking through it. So kind of a talky episode. And then I want to do like a kind of listener requested episode, or like a question episode that someone wants answered. And new for 2024 is I will also take a listener's question and answer it at the end of every episode. And it might be related to the episode, it might not be, but I have a catalogue of hundreds of questions that people have asked me over, well, over the last like 4 years, but let's say like it's not really as long as that. But I have this like kind of whole catalogue of things that people ask me that are just on like a file on my Google Drive. So like, let's make use of it. So I'll answer a question at the end of every episode as well. So excited for the new kind of layout of the podcast, and hopefully for you it'll be nice too. And kind of final, 2024 update, mini update in this episode is, if you do listen to the pod. I'd really love for you to and then the final mention in this 2024 update is just really to like say thanks to you for listening to the podcast in 2023 and if you're around in 2022, because the podcast has done really well and new people find it every day, which is really lovely. So thank you for listening, and if you ever, shared with anyone, thank you for that too. If you can, I'd really love if you can review the podcast. Anywhere that you review it will be anonymous, so if you don't want people to see that you're kind of listening to like an ED podcast, it will be anonymous. If you could rate the podcast, that would be amazing, because that's how more people find it, based on the algorithms are like, people like this. So if you can rate the pod, I would really love it. And I think that's all the kind of changes for 2024 and updates. I'm still here. I'm still, seeing clients and creating resources and just kind of doing this. So it's really lovely, and hopefully you're doing well too. The next episode will be coming out next week. So it's going to be a guest episode, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. And then we'll move into the swing of, a guest episode, an educational one, and then a requested topic. And I do hope to see you on the community now or some point in the future. So I hope that you have a really good day, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye bye.